What's going on, everybody? Dave Destruction, Thursday Night Destruction. I'm pumped. I'm psyched. It's 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. Thursday night before the biggest event of the year for Pro Wrestling Syndicate, otherwise known as Supercard 2014. It's just, I'm out of words sometimes when I think about how to describe it. I may sound a little off tonight. Been battling a little bit of a cold. Perfect timing. Knowing I have to do either the both the backstage interviews and commentary that night, but I'm good to go. I've been DayQuilling it up for about 3 or 4 days. Also been trying to sweat it out at the gym, doing my therapy still. Hats off to the guys at the therapy place again, making me be able to walk around this week on my own 2 feet. I may, you know, I'm stumbling a little bit, but in due time, it's happening, little by little. You know, it's a weird thing with this injury. I mean, it stinks, but that's the reason why I'm here. Now we're in the month of June. The injury bug is kind of, I don't know. It's like taking over professional wrestling right now. Not in a good way, you know, not myself. I mean, I can't compare myself to the others that are hurt right now, but you know, guys like Daniel Bryan, that's a realistic thing. And, MVP, I mean, come on, that's the weirdest part because he blew out his knee, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on an indie show, just doing an extra booking. So he blows out his knee. They already taped TV. So now what? You know, what do you do now? I guess you got to adjust the main event, right? Or whatever match he was involved in. I don't watch a lot of TNA, so I really couldn't tell you. But MVP, Daniel Bryan, Darren Young tore his ACL, Kurt Angle tore his ACL, and I'm telling you something right now. I've always been a fan of Kurt Angle. I've watched him since day one, since he came out as the, you know, three eyes and all that good stuff. But just recently, you know, I've always watched him. I've always studied him. I love his intensity. He does remind me of a Chris Benoit, where he's got a lot of technically sound wrestling intensity. You know, I know that was one of his three eyes, no pun intended there. But he's also doing these recovery videos. If he's up to seven, I believe seven. And thanks to my friend Jim, who sends me all of them every time Kurt uploads one, he finds them, he sends them right to me. It's very motivating and very uplifting to see his recovery and how he's doing it. And it's funny because I see him doing the same exact things as me, you know, as far as in therapy and trying to get on the bike. And I was on the bike the other day. I felt like Lance Armstrong. I was doing work on that bike. And it's not easy. It is painful. You know, a lot of things I do are painful, but I know that's just a growing process. So just trying to strengthen up the quad muscle, get my leg back, and then hopefully go forward from there. And I have the second and final surgery scheduled for June 17th, 2014, a day before somebody's birthday. And I didn't want to do it like that, but it didn't, you know, I don't know. The other options was a little too early for me, so I wanted to make sure I had time to build the muscle so the recovery goes a little faster. And that, between that and stuff during my real shoot, I guess, quote, shoot job, you know, I'm trying to mend my relationship there because I'm sure they're not too happy with the fact that they're down a man after about just, you know, 5 months into the job. So that sucks. The injury sucks. But the recovery is moving. But tonight on the show, obviously, it's the last show before PWS Supercard. It goes down Saturday night back at the Rahway Rec Center. First time at the Rahway Rec Center since Superstorm Sandy of 2012, where we originally had our event scheduled there for November. And we had to move venues, like, quick. And owner Pat Buck came up with a quick solution, and we moved ourselves and moved our business into the Rahway Senior Center, which held comfortably supposed to hold about 100 people. I think we packed about 600. So we probably broke a couple fire laws there, but it didn't matter. We just didn't want to cancel. That's something I can congratulate Pro Wrestling Syndicate on doing. Currently, right now, I know this for a fact because I was just down there. I was down at the rec center. I did not go into the building because I kind of just didn't want to see it empty. I mean, one of the more fun things I like to do with the Pro Wrestling Syndicate school and the staff and all my friends there is help set up. And that's one thing I've complained to a lot of people that I'm not able to do it right now because, I mean, I'm crutching around and it's just, it sucks. I want to be there. I want to be helping. I mean, I was there for the original building of that ramp that we're all walking down. Me, Kevin Matthews, a select other guys, Jared or Big Les, John Phoenix, otherwise known as King Hippo. We were all there that day and we really put our heads together. And at first there was a lot of watching, you know, because Kevin had a friend come up to do just the ramp for us. So that was pretty cool on his part. But that, you know, I like that. I like being involved in firsthand. So immediately following this show, I still might actually take a shot down there. All the students are busting ass right now as we speak. They met down there today. They're setting up. We got a two-day setup process, or actually three-day, because they did a lot of stuff last night as well. That's how much we're putting into this show, and I know that it's going to be worth it come, you know, showtime. 8 o'clock, Rahway Rec Center. The signings, they start at 6, so you can buy tickets at the door. Not many tickets are available at the door. You need to get them tonight. They got a presale going online, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. I suggest you get on there if you want to go. If you're in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, get on it because it's just it's one of those shows you just don't want to miss. It's packed with just action on action. We'll go over the whole card tonight, obviously. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's going to be insane. I just top to bottom. I mean, the stars that are coming in, the stars that we've homegrown here at Pro Wrestling Syndicate, it all comes to a head. You know, so again, 8 o'clock Saturday night, I will run down the card, you know, very soon. If not, I'll have some guests on tonight to also go over some specific things that are going down this weekend that are just a little different than anything we've ever seen at Pro Wrestling Syndicate. I can't really give too much of a background on it because I just don't understand the entire thing. So with that being said, tonight at around 8:30, which is in about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, we're going to have a guest on who is the culprit of this movement, this rogue fan movement, otherwise known as the Boosaw movement. Okay, I've done some research. I've posted some videos that I saw of you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, take a 5-second break or something, hit pause or whatever, go hit the link on my Facebook. I believe his name is Giancarlo. He's the leader of this Boosaw movement. If I said his name wrong, I'm sure he'll correct me when he calls in. But it's something that I saw it firsthand. They were all standing right in front of me during the contract signing last month. And it was only about 5 or 6 of them, but the signs, the chants, it was something different. And I knew there was something going on, and I had to do some research. And the stuff I found is something that you don't see every day on the wrestling circuit, especially the indie wrestling circuit. I mean, yeah, you got to follow the buzzard stuff on WWE and everybody's kind of following Bray Wyatt's thing. But this is kind of like a fan going rogue against one individual. Why? Bonesaw? I have no idea. I don't understand it. But again, he'll shed some light on it in a little bit. Sports, quick sports tonight. I mean, last night, unfortunately, I mean, I just got my friggin' hat today. It came a day late, but I had to watch my New York Rangers lose game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Not fun. In overtime, nonetheless. So that was extra beers at the bar, extra time away from home, and it just sucked as a whole. A bunch of my buddies went out to the bar. We're trying to find, I mean, listen, I got my spots. I like our spots. But the last two have been complete misses as far as crowd. Like, whatever happened to the crowd that actually loves to go and just yell at that TV? I'm one of those guys. I'm 28 years old, and I still firmly believe that if I yell loud enough, they'll hear me. So, and yes, I mean, that's the one thing that my father and my stepmom and my brother, they all yell at me like, Dave, they don't hear you. Stop. Okay, fine. But I still firmly believe somewhere down the line, they will hear my voice and listen to me bitch and whine. But yes, they're down 1-0. Game 2, wouldn't you know, Saturday night, the same night as Supercard. So this big, crazy, diehard Ranger fan that I am, I can't watch Game 2. Will I have score updates? Absolutely. But I cannot watch it. Stinks. But that's priorities, people. Pro Wrestling Syndicate is my priority over anything that I can't control. This is something I can control. So, yeah, NHL Finals going. The NBA Finals start tonight. Now, am I a big NBA guy? Yes, I'm a huge Knicks fan. But I haven't had much to root for in, I don't know, 96, 2000, 98. I'm not sure. Whenever Sprewell was on the team, that's when they were somewhat good. I actually just watched, and if you have Netflix, I strongly recommend it. You're a sports fan. Go on Netflix. Go on 30 for 30, ESPN 30 for 30. I was recommended this by my buddy Evan. It's called June 17th, 1994. I was not aware of this. I guess because let's be real. I was 9 years old. June 17th, 1994, the following happened all in one day. Arnold Palmer's final round of golf, the Knicks game 5, the World Cup hosted in Chicago, and the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase, all in one day. Now, there's no dialogue in this documentary. It's just a timeline, and you just follow this entire day up until, you know, they arraign O.J. Pretty crazy stuff, man. I watched it today. It's only 50 minutes long, so it's not going to take up all your day. It's very well put together. The 30 for 30 things are awesome. You definitely have to check those out. Yeah, so that's the sports. The NBA Finals start tonight. The San Antonio Spurs, who I am so pulling for, over the Miami Heat. I hate LeBron James. I hate what he stands for. I didn't hate him when he was in Cleveland. I thought he was the next big thing. But when you take the time out and you have your own special on ESPN just to decide which team you're going to, no, I'm sorry. I know I'm sniffling and stuff. I'm not crying. I'm not emotional. I just have this ruddy nose. But, yeah, when you become that egotistical maniac that he became, you know, I understand you have to market yourself. I'm taking a swig of water. All right. I understand you got to market yourself. Jordan did it. Jeter did it. Deion Sanders did it. All the flashiest and greatest of their position in sports have done it. I just feel like he took it to another level. You know, he took time out of ESPN's day to have his own special. For me, that's just like, okay, you think you're above the rest. And it's going to be interesting to see. Last year, I firmly believe it went 7, and the Heat pulled it out. So this year, I think the Spurs are primed and ready. They're obviously 1 year older. They're definitely the older team. But Tim Duncan, man, that guy doesn't age. If you're a basketball fan, you know that for a fact. When he was even drafted and he played with David Robinson as the newest Twin Towers down in San Antonio, I didn't see that, you know, being stopped. And they've been very successful. They beat my Knicks in 98. They beat my Knicks. So I'm going for the Spurs, and that's that. A little UFC talk real quick before, again, the whole rundown of the card and my guest. UFC, my favorite fighter right now, and has been this for a couple years now, is Chael Sonnen. And just to touch on this very briefly, because I don't like talking about things I don't know everything about. Like, obviously, I read the articles. Kevin Matthews is one of those guys that you could talk to all day about UFC. And he's actually the one who showed me the article after I was told it was going to happen. And the Silva fight, Sonnen Silva, he predicted that he would pull out of the fight. And lo and behold, he's gone. He pulled out of the fight. Now, why? The reasons are, well, I don't know what's the truth and what's not. And I don't want to report any false news, but it's just something to touch on that somebody so, so good at predicting stuff, you know, it just, I don't know. It's mind blowing, but that's my UFC banter for the night. I love the UFC. I love Ultimate Fighting. I love the direction they're going. They're very successful. Dana White, he knows what the hell he's doing. He's not stupid. I'll tell you right now, he's not stupid. So, yeah, that's basically your sports for the night. I'm not going to really go crazy on sports because we have such a big show as far as wrestling. Do I want to touch on WWE? I guess we're all kind of shocked to see what went down Monday night. After watching a Monday Night Raw, I was just like, okay, here's this and here's that and poor Sandow making him do all these weird things. And hey, if that's working for them, that's cool. He's getting on TV every week, so I guess it works. But, yes, the end of the night, the implosion, I haven't seen a good backstabbing in quite some time. So to watch Seth Rollins do what he did, I kind of knew it. As soon as he grabbed two chairs and he held on to one, I said, oh, wait, he's just making it look like he's bringing chairs for the rest of the boys. But something's going down here, and sure as shit, there it was. Knocked him right in his back, and what's his face? Ambrose, that look on his face was priceless. Like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And then bam, 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 lights everybody up. And then I guess it remains to be seen what's going to happen with Seth Rollins. Does he have new gear? Is there going to be a third member of the Shield? Is Batista really quitting? Or, you know. And if I hear one more goddamn thing about CM Punk, I'm going to blow my friggin' head off. I don't care what he's doing. I don't care what AJ Lee is doing. I don't care about that. I care about the guys that are on TV that give a shit about the business and want to do well in the business. Stop with the whole, oh, they're in Chicago. So that means he has to come back. Or, oh, the Blackhawks are in town. He'll be at the game. Here's a picture of him at the game. Here's AJ Lee on her phone. I don't give a shit. That doesn't make anybody happy. Like, do I hate the fact that he's gone? Yeah, I like Punk, man. I'm a CM Punk fan. But that's it. He didn't like how things were going. He made enough money. He's got enough sponsors now with the sci-fi shit or that other thing he's doing, the comedy. I don't even know. But he's got enough stuff, you know what I mean, to hold him over. So if he wants to quit or he wants to, quote, retire at 35, then let him. Let him. We don't need him. He's not going to come back. What's he going to do? He's going to come back in whatever capacity and do what? Complain more about how this and that is not happening. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just kind of, it's repetitive. It's dumb. We're all waiting to see the play out of when's Brock going to come back and do his thing and what's going to happen with the title and is the Money in the Bank going to be a title match, which I think would be awesome. Not going to lie, as a viewer, you know, instead of having Money in the Bank for a briefcase, how about six to eight guys, maybe more, going for a title? You've never seen that before. You know, at least I haven't, or at least I don't remember off the top of my head. If I'm wrong, correct me. But, shit, I mean, that's badass, you know? So, yeah, that's WWE for you. They're always going to put on whatever they want, and that's the problem. You're going to listen, you're going to watch it, and you're going to complain about it, and then you're going to keep watching it, regardless. You're not going to sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I hate this, I'm going to rebel, and I'm not going to watch it anymore. Because you're going to tune in, you're going to put your damn head, you know, your feet up on the couch, you're going to put on USA, and you're going to watch it. And you're going to go back and watch Legends House, and you're going to go back and watch NXT, and you're going to go. So enough with the complaints, man. I'm tired of it. Like, I understand there's fans out there, and you can't please everybody. I totally agree. You can't. I'm not pleased all the time when it comes to wrestling on television. Neither is some guys that are probably, I've seen Mick Foley go on rants and Steve Austin go on rants about, you know, what's good on TV and what sucks on TV. And it is what it is, man. I'm friends with half the guys on Facebook, you know, your Novas and your Blue Meanies. You know, I'm friends with these guys. I see what they have to say. You know, they don't always have to be happy with the product. They've done their time, though. You know, for me, an aspiring wrestler or a personality or a character that wants to get out there, I'm not going to sit there and say it sucks. That's stupid. I appreciate what I watch every week. I do. It's good to study. Like, people think people, you know, some people still watch it as fans. I personally watch for the little tiny nuances that my trainer says to watch out for. It's weird. I don't fast forward a lot anymore. You know, the average, quote, bad match isn't really a bad match to me because I could pull something from it. So it's just an ongoing process that, you know, it is what it is. But again, it's one of those things where it's to each his own, and you can just have to go with what you're going with. Like, that's funny. People bother me. People just, you know, I don't know. Let me answer this text real quick on the air because that's what I got to do. Okay. So, anyway, going forward, Supercar 2014, obviously, you know, it's going to be a hell of a card, top to bottom. Your special guest for the night is none other than Bret the Hitman Hart. Okay, then on top of that, you have your commissioner for the night, which is none other than WWE current superstar and Hall of Famer, Booker T, which right off the bat, that's it. I'm sold. Like, Bret Hart and a current guy, Booker T. You know, there's going to be so many people at this event. We're shooting for 2,000 people. Will it happen? I pray it happens, because if it does, you can only imagine what kind of shows we're going to pack for you guys, you know, in the fall. It's going to be insane. So right there, that's the start. The title match we'll talk about with my guest. Low Key is back. He's fighting Rhino. Like, you're asking for hard-hitting action. It won't get any more hard-hitting than that. Maybe it will, because then you have Dan Moff against Starman in a Moff's Madness match. What the hell that means, I have no idea. I heard him mention things like tables, ladders, chairs, barbed wire. Who knows? Lots of weapons, lots of mess, I'm assuming. But, Richard McGraw. Just getting another text. I'm going to say no because I'm using Skype. If you're listening, Skype was not good. Just call in with your cell phone. If you're calling, guys, call in with your cell phone. Don't call in with the Skype because I'm on Skype right now connected. And if two guys are on Skype, it's going to friggin' mess it all up. So the number, obviously, to call in later on, 760-888-5749. Hopefully that answers that. Whatchamacall. So, yeah, going down the line. Again, we have a tag team title match, which is not just your tag team title match. It's a tag team ladder match for the titles. So two titles will be hanging upside. Like, it's just – it's great that people are actually listening to me on the air saying you got it. So, yeah, that's that. Hopefully the sign girls are listening. I know they're making their signs. They're all set up, ready to rock. So, again, I'm calling this fan kind of like appreciation night for all the people that have been listening to me for the last month. I just, you know, call in tonight after I get done with my guest, and we'll talk some supercard. I want to hear what you guys have to say, so it's cool. So, yeah, after the Lone Rangers against the Reynolds Brothers ladder match, Colt Cabana is back for PWS. He's going to wrestle the Hurricane. Hurricane put out a tweet today saying, what better way to have a supercard than a superhero? So the Hurricane's back. Can't wait for that. Reality Check, now consisting of Devin Moore, Kevin Matthews, Craven Varro, take on the Chimento family with the Heavenly Bodies and Falaba, which was my Throwback Thursday picture today on my Instagram account, which was me about to spear Fala from January of 2013. He moved out of the way. I cut Ray in half with my spear, so sorry, Ray, if you're listening. You already know. There's a Fatal 4-Way tag team match. I believe it's going on early in the pre-show. It's not really a pre-show, though. I don't consider it a pre-show. I consider the action starting at 7:30. So if your asses are there, get your ass in the seat and watch some pre-show action, because this, I believe, following Super Cup, which is, I believe, a 25-man over-the-top battle royal. I believe the match starts with 10 people, and every, I think, 30 seconds another man will enter. So there's one man standing. He will receive the Super Cup trophy that I've seen. It's pretty badass. I'm not going to lie. It's our own spin on things. It's PWS. We're always trying to do, innovative things to keep the fans guessing. But, yes, also in the pre-show before 8 o'clock is a Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match for the tag team titles. Listen, if I wasn't hurt, you guys better believe I'd be in this match with Big O. But I'm hurt, so I'm not. It consists of the handicap heroes of Gregory Iron and Zach Gowen. Both handicapped superstars that will probably bring it more than half the goddamn guys on the damn card. The Untouchables, consisting of Anthony Bowens and AC Gamble. So those guys coming off their recent victory, I guess you can call it, over Chris Payne and Delroy Alexander and the big deal, Craig Steele. So, and they'll be taking on the Blue World Order, consisting of Blue Meanie and Supernova. No, not Supernova. Wow. Hello. I guess, what is it? What the hell is his name in the Blue World Order? Hollywood Hogan. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Brian XL also with Amazing Red. So that's going to be crazy as well. A match I'm looking forward to personally, Chris Payne versus Bobby Wayward. A big blow-off match here with Al Snow as the special guest referee. So who knows what can happen there. Habib from the Car Wash is back, and I know you fans love him for whatever reason. And he'll be in a triple threat match versus the big deal Craig Steele and Buff the Stuff Bagwell. And, of course, the Iron Man of the PWS school, the hard worker, the man, the lifeguard, will be taking on the statue known as Mason Ryan. So that's top to bottom. That's the whole card, I believe. If I missed something, I'm sorry. Hello. I had her on last week, Missy Sampson. Big PWS Bombshells matchup. Six women tag team match with herself, La Rosa Negra. Again, obviously her partner of the Backseat Girls, Andy Social. versus Sin, strength in numbers. And Jessie K is ready. I saw a couple things that she posted online. She's primed and ready to rock and roll. So that is the card from top to bottom. Obviously, your special guest, Bret Hart, Commissioner Booker T. Right there alone, it's just selling itself. So, yeah, that's PWS Supercard. Again, tickets are available at the door at 5:45 p.m. If not, definitely try to get online tonight or get online tomorrow. Actually, I think tonight, I think they made the announcement online today that it's the last chance to get your pre-sale tickets, which I have heard the pre-sale numbers are friggin' through the roof. So get there early. Excuse me again with the water. Get there early and just have fun, man. If you don't have tickets in the first three rows, I recommend you haul ass to get there because then you get a fourth row seat. I think we're going five or six rows deep. I don't know. I'll check out the schematics when I get there. But we have obviously the max bleachers, that house. I remember being a part of that show, you know, when we were there in September and October of 2012 and then being a fan in March, Supercar 2012, I was there. And that place packs up quick. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house. Don't get me wrong. But if you want to be up close and personal with all the crazy nonsense, you know, do it. Just get there early. And I guess join this movement. You know, he's going to be calling in within the next couple minutes. You can call whenever you want, man. I'm ready for you. But it's something special that's happening with PWS. And, again, we've always had rogue fans, the crazy fans, the sign girls, the Car Cornwells, the usual suspects, I guess they call themselves, you know, Ronnie and them. We do have fans that we know by name. Why? Because they're there every friggin' month, which we can't thank you enough for. So, again, the number to call in tonight after we get off the horn with Mr. Boosaw Movement, 760-888-5749. I'm encouraging you guys to call this week to talk some Supercard. So it's going to be, again, people have their tickets in hand. Lucky you guys, because if you don't, you're going to have some trouble. You know, I'm just telling you that from experience of seeing the last couple shows. It's going to be jammed up, man. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, yeah, that's that. So, going forward, tonight we also, around 9:30, we are going to have Superstars of Wrestling promoter Robert Banner on the horn to talk about his show coming up in the next day in Rahway. So without further ado, on the line right now, which is, this might be the most interesting conversation I've had since I started this thing. I'm only, you know, 5-6 episodes in, so this is definitely going to take the cake. Did I say it right? Is the name Giancarlo?
You have it correct, sir.
Okay. Now, I must ask you right off the bat, what the hell is going on here?
You want to talk about the Boosaw Movement, or do we want to talk about PWS Supercard?
Let's talk about this movement, because I know there's a lot of people that are tuning in just for this. They want to know what is going on. I released a video that I found at around 7 o'clock, and I released this video, and people are already hitting me up, texting me, calling me, hitting me up with Facebook messages. What the hell is this? It's very cryptic. There's no reason behind it. So please enlighten the world of why this Boosaw Movement is happening.
Well, I think that's a pretty vague question that you have there. You know, what the hell is going on? I think it's a little bit more than just that, you know. First of all, I want to say that there's no dash in Boosaw, okay? So I don't know who there in the headquarters of PWS think that they can add a dash in there.
Well, that's the marketing geniuses.
And also, I know you have a lot of questions tonight, and I don't want to answer. I want to answer as much as I can, okay? But first of all, I don't think I'm the leader of this group, you know? Maybe I put myself out there. I don't know. You know, as you were mentioning, the promo, you know, there's a couple of dudes from Queens, though, who could probably argue and say that I'm not the guy who started this. All right?
Okay. All right.
Maybe I got the T-shirts made, but...
Which, okay,
right,
now...
So what are your questions? What are your questions?
All right, basically what I want to see, all right, we saw the promo video, and it starts off with Bonesaw's match against Necro Butcher, that match was in Queens, okay? Not Queens. It was in, it was in New York. All I know is in New York. So anyway.
Listen, that was fan footage. I didn't break any rules here, okay? If this is a copyright issue that you're going to about to go into.
No copyright issues here. I'm just curious to know where, like, okay. So if you're not the leader and you want to, no pun intended or no trying to copyright, but if you're the voice of all of this, okay?
Okay.
Where exactly, what is the, I guess, quote, beef? With a man named Mike Dennis Bonesaw, the now former but still undefeated Pro Wrestling Syndicate champion.
You mean Michael Dennis?
Yeah. Or according to Clark Cornwell, Michael.
Yeah. No, I heard. I've been listening to the show, and I was listening earlier, and you asked why Bonesaw, and you want to know why, and I'm going to say this right now: Michael Dennis is a fraud. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
His gimmick is a fraud. The T-shirt that he wears, excuse me, we know where that logo from that T-shirt, what is that? Run DMC, like we've never seen that before. Everything is stolen. And you know what? And we see that. You know, while the rest of the world, come on, we know he's the most popular wrestler in PWS right now, right? Right?
Yeah, he's up there.
Besides maybe Habib from the car wash.
Yeah.
But, you know, we see through that, and we're spending $20 to come to these shows. Why can't we have a voice, right?
I totally agree, man. I definitely agree. I just think it's been taken to an extreme as if the guy deliberately did something to you guys or something, you know, like to the point where
no.
He struck first and you guys responded almost.
No. You know, we've been throwing rocks for almost 6 months now. And, you know, everyone, you know, I have seen the PWS Facebook, you know, post about it and everything like that. And not once has Bonesaw thrown one rock back. You know that?
I do. Every time I've talked to him, either on this show or I've heard interviews, I've heard that it doesn't faze him. It's not taking him off his game. He's got obviously his match this Saturday against Mario Bocara.
Yeah.
Is something probably one of the biggest matches of his career, and he's not letting anything distract him. So, does that kind of add fuel to the fire? Does that make you even like more riled up?
I don't know. We don't know. You know, but you know, we see other people getting upset over it, just not Bonesaw. Right?
It's very. Yeah, I mean, I've saw it. I've posted the videos, and other people have shared it, and other people are taking legit offense to it. You know, like they're saying, no way, it's just Bonesaw is the man, this and that. So I just, again, this is something that video was put together, and I was blown away. You know, I just didn't know what to expect.
Well, thank you.
We're having
a lot of fun with these shows, you know, with PWS and going to the shows. And to be honest with you, here's a little fun fact about myself. I was at the first ever, 7 years ago, I was at Garfield Boys and Girls Club for the first ever PWS event.
Wow. That's dating me back.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So you've been here basically, literally since day one.
Yeah, so what does that tell you?
That just shows me that you're dedicated, and it shows me that...
Exactly.
That's great, man. But again, this is something that nobody... Even my trainer, co-owner, Pat Buck, he mentioned it on his podcast as well. Like,
you guys are a bunch of renegades.
I'll tell
you what he said. A rabid group of fans with their own opinions. That's what Pat Buck said about us.
It's taking over in its
own
way.
Do you want to also know what Pat Buck also said about it?
Sure.
He also said, I wish everyone was like you guys.
It is. That's why I'm captivated by this, because it could have been anybody. Obviously, it's Bonesaw, and you have your personal vendetta against Michael Dennis and his gimmick and his T-shirts.
Yeah.
But it could have been anybody, and it might be somebody else, you know, like this. This is something that you guys
How about you look at us like an example, okay? How about you look at you know, earlier you were talking about the WWE product, and it was not, it's not the, right, it's not the greatest thing in the world, right? Do you want to, do we want to get into this? You want to talk about this?
Go for it.
Okay. When you go to a show, have you ever been to a Raw or anything like that? You can't, if you yell, go Kofi Kingston, go, you know, that's, what does that do? Cool. He does his signature taunt or something like that. But how amazing is it that at this event, all these wrestlers are flying in from all over, right? And this is the biggest event of PWS, right, of the year. And who has more of an impact and an effect on the main event than us, all right? Than the PWS fans.
That is true. I mean, again, I've never seen that. I actually thought about that, and I was trying to explain that to a couple of my friends who don't follow much of anything, but I said, you know, at WWE, you can chant all you want, nobody cares, but at PWS, people listen, you know? And
we're making changes. We're making changes, Dave.
I totally agree with you, and whatever people you're bringing on Saturday, I can only imagine the number, the strength in numbers that you're bringing. It's going to be something pretty revolutionary. I was talking to a couple guys today, a couple of the PWS, I guess, stars, and I said to them, I said, I've never seen such a heated matchup that was kind of born because of the fans. You know, it was one thing, we were going to get the Bonesaw-Bokaura match regardless, but this match has picked up so much steam because of you guys. I said, I almost, I thank you, you know what I mean? As a person who works for the company, I thank you for spicing this up a little bit, because if it wasn't for you guys, I mean, obviously top to bottom, this whole card is going to be insane, but this match in particular, I can't wait for the crowd. I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see Bonesaw's reaction to this movement. I'm actually joining this movement. I like it. I definitely appreciate
really?
It. Believe me.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. And I want to tell you something as well. We're kind of obsessed with this movement. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I've seen that a little bit. Yeah.
And, you know, we've done some crazy things. And as you said, like, never before, you've never seen this in PWS, right?
Not since I've been here.
Well,
it's something special. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of very, there's like cryptic. It's very cryptic. Like, it's very, it's not out there yet.
Cryptic. I gave you all the answers that you've wanted tonight, you know. And I hope, you know, Saturday I feel like, you know, you've seen a few crazy things, but Saturday is going to be, you know, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to say that. It's going to be the best supercard, and I hope you get a kick out of it, because I saw you. Your announce table is right behind us.
Yep.
Right?
And, you know, the worst part is you guys chanted for both of those guys, and nobody chanted for me. It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, well, we were chanting guy in the middle.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But, so obviously, Bonesaw movement aside, if you want to touch on a little bit of Supercard in itself, now I know your one vendetta is on Bonesaw, but is there anything in particular that just stands out to you in this card that you just really, besides the title match, is there anything else standing out that you really can't wait to see?
Since we're all about the fans and stuff like that, you know, of course, the fans bring the weapons match.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean,
right?
That right off the bat is going to be hard-hitting and no holds barred and all that good stuff.
You know, we have a special surprise for that match.
Just don't bring any food.
Know, we have, like I said, I understand that no food, and that, you know, that would be silly to bring any food. I completely agree with that rule. I'm taking a look at the card here, you know, and I just keep going back to that Bonesaw versus Mario Bakara match.
So, yes, the obsession is the word for it, because you guys are in on this. And it's just, again, it's funny because once I posted earlier today about, you know, discussing this with you and bringing you on, one Michael Dennis did share it. He did share my status update on Facebook. So he's either listening or he will listen later, or I'm not sure.
You know, and I hope Michael Dennis is listening, you know, and if he is, why don't we encourage him to call in right now?
Hey, listen, he knows the number. It's 760-888-5749. Michael Dennis, Mr. Bonesaw, if you are listening, which, again, I'm not sure if he is. I don't know if he's busy or has a job or he's bartending or whatever he does on his off days. Call in. I mean, you got a man who's started this, well, at least the voice of this revolution known as the Bonesaw movement, and, you know, call in. But, again, if you can't, you can't. No big deal. Now, I know you guys have created an event page for this, and plenty of people have clicked going, but if you had to spit a realistic number at us, do you know how what's the strength in numbers here? How many people are you coming with?
I mean, we did create a Facebook event. Did you join that?
I did join that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could see there, it's pretty loaded, right?
Yeah, it is pretty loaded.
I'm going to have to say that it's going to take more than one car, maybe more than two cars to get there.
Wow. That's a pretty big group here.
Yeah.
So again, I'd ask if there was anything else you're looking forward to, but again, you keep going back to this Bonesaw thing. Now I know you call them a fraud, and I've seen the Spider-Man stuff, and I get it. I see what you're going with here. But now, would you hold it against?
I'm glad absolutely. You get it, because then you know how much of a fraud he is.
I definitely agree, you know, that it was brought to life by Pro Wrestling Syndicate as the character of Bonesaw. But again, it's hard to say, like, if he did anything, if he had anything to do with this, or if he was given this or told that this is what's going to happen. But he ran with it, and if you want to call him a fraud, that's a big word. Those are fighting words, and to call somebody a fraud is a big deal. So again, this Saturday at Supercard, it all comes to a head. I cannot wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see the turnout of that actual match. I mean, again, I try not to be as big of a fan, but you know, when you're rehabbing an injury, there's not much else I can possibly do at the moment. So I do watch all the matches as you know, from the outside looking in. So now I must ask, and this is just curiosity, because I watched the video and it's, again, I can't put it over enough. Who is the old lady?
You know, I kind of believe that you kind of leaked the video.
I did leak the video because everybody needs to know. Everybody needs to know what we're in for. Okay, like I need people to understand what we're going through. It's not like your average Joe Schmo fan. I think this is something a little bit bigger, where the fans are actually taking over. You know, it's a whole another dynamic. I don't know. It's just, again, it's something I've never seen before, especially on the indie scene. So it is what it is. But again, so
the answer to that question is, who is the old lady? The old lady is my grandmother. Okay,
your grandmother
knows nothing about PWS. Who knows nothing about Bonesaw, Michael Dennis, whatever you want to call him. But that woman right there in that video is a representation of the Bonesaw movement.
That's excellent. There's a lot of people
and
in this video.
The Spider-Man mask. And that representation is, you know, we can hide our faces, but we don't have to. It's that simple. Just like how Michael Dennis hides behind a stolen gimmick.
Jesus. I can't say this enough. Like, this is...
I mean, really, really. I mean, it sort of sounds like something's holding you back from, you know, speaking the truth.
Nothing's really holding me back, per se. I mean, I'm just trying to kind of play devil's advocate and trying to, you know, be a little impartial. I don't want to take sides. I don't want to say, do I like the guy, do I not like the guy? But I do like what's happening here. I do like the whole fans being involved, except for Clark.
And that's what
Clark should be about, Dave.
Pro wrestling should be about the fans.
Absolutely. Now, again, I see that I'm watching the video back right now, as a matter of fact. It's in the background of what I'm doing. Now, that just because I wanted to get another refresher. Is that somebody pouring something in a glass? Is that the proverbial drinking of the Kool-Aid?
See, you might want to look at it like that, but no. That's
oh, all right.
Lemonade.
So are they big? So are they drinking the pink lemonade then?
Yeah, that's pink lemonade.
That's great. So again,
which we will have with us. That's the drink of the Boosaw movement, man. Come on.
Pink. This is great, man. I mean, you guys got the own like the official drink. Like this, forget it. I can't. This is great. Again, dude, this is awesome stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. I still think there's more to this, and I know it's all going to come to a head on Saturday and going forward. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. I am honestly amped to see you guys come in three cars, four cars, whatever it takes to get this movement, whatever it takes to get this movement started. But
yep.
Again, man, it's going to be something special. I can't wait. I want to thank you ahead of time for taking the time out today to go over this, at least shed some light on the Boosaw movement and to see who's gonna follow you. And I'm curious because I want to see, you know, how many people can listen to a voice. As much as that's weird, and we all watch it on the
stuff.
Listen.
I'll break it down this way. Let's make it really simple, okay? We have more fun at these shows than anyone else there, okay? And we have a ton of fun at these shows personally, one by each of us. And that's why we love going to them. And come sit with us. Join the movement. And together, not to sound cliche here, but we can saw.
All right. Actually,
I just turned that into a verb. I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I actually got a he's going to probably call in a little bit, but I'll take the message on his Facebook page. JP, if you're listening, JP Mayer has a question for you, so I would suggest either call in,
I
Jay,
thought
or...
I thought JP Mayer was going to call in and talk to me one-on-one.
Actually, you know what? Yeah,
he wrote it.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. Jay, if you're listening, which I know you are, call in the show. Don't even type it. I'll know the next caller that calls in.
If we can't get Bonesaw, let's get JP Mayer, right?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. I shot a text to Bonesaw. I did. I texted him if you're asking him if he can call in, and no answer. So either he's ducking me or he's really busy. I don't know.
Or he doesn't care.
Maybe he just doesn't really care. But on the line right now, we have you.
Let's speak the truth.
And what's that?
Bloke Talk Radio. Go ahead, JP Mayer.
JP, what's up, brother?
Well, I'm definitely a little curious. I've been listening for the last hour. Now, your videos are definitely interesting. But I got to ask, has Michael Dennis ever done anything to you to where you would come out with his Boosaw movement?
We answered that already earlier in the show. Next question.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Now,
hey, standing his ground.
All right.
Who do you have this weekend?
I'm not a fan of the Boosaw, that's for sure.
You're not a fan of the Boosaw? Okay, all right. See, we're on the same page here. So why do you have to ask that question? If you've been listening for the past hour, you know the answer to it.
It intrigues me that, going back to Belleville, all these boos, and then...
Going back to Edison, New Jersey, when we stood up and we booed him, and people looked at us like we were crazy. I know the ceilings were low then, but we weren't crazy. We were just excited. I don't know. Go ahead. Another question, please.
JP, fire away,
well,
brother.
You see, you definitely caught my attention, that's for sure. And being one of the PWS regulars like Dave talked about,
That's why I asked you if I could come on your show and talk about the Boosaw movement, and you shushed me away. I wanted to run down the card.
Ooh. JP, did you?
I gave you the number. The number was out there. You had free reign to call in. I don't block out on somebody like David Adams.
Yeah, my sidekick.
You got one platform tonight. I'll gladly give you another one.
Well, I think by the time that this is over and then Saturday comes, it'll speak volumes. I don't know if he's going to need another platform. But, again, Jay, if somebody asks to be on the show, you really got to get them on instead of, shutting them down. You know what I'm saying? This is something catastrophic going on right now.
Now it's bigger than what I thought. So do I have egg on the face? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh, man.
And I'll be the first to admit that. I'll even come to your face on Saturday and say, I screwed up.
Now, here's a question for you, Giancarlo. Do you have these shirts for sale?
No. These t-shirts are not for sale.
God damn it. All right. Well, oh well. But, JP, we're gonna let you go for now, Jay, but when I start running down the card again later, call back and we'll talk a little bit about Supercard, all right?
Oh, you already know it. And, Giancarlo, I'll see you Saturday, my friend.
I'll see you Saturday. Make sure you sit on the right side, son.
You know it.
Son. All right, Jay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Well, we have another caller on
there
hold.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, another caller. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on one second. That was JP Mayer. We have another caller. I don't know who it is. I don't know the number by heart. Sometimes it's harder to actually determine who's who. But you're on Thursday Night Destruction with myself and the voice of the Boosaw movement, Giancarlo. Who is this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Steve,
you have a question for the Boosaw movement, or are you here to talk about some Pro Wrestling Syndicate Supercard?
Talk about Supercard.
All right, cool. What's up?
Well, just looking at the card, it looks like it's going to be one hell of a night.
Absolutely. Top to bottom.
Now, Dave, are you going to be commentating again along with David Adams?
Yes, myself, David Adams, and Sam Roberts will be at the helm doing a little triple threat action for the commentary team. We had a good time last month, so I don't see why it wouldn't happen again.
The Three Stooges?
Yeah, I guess if you want to call it that, sure. Wow. Okay,
wow.
Steve.
Yeah, that one planned for since last month.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, I don't know which one Dave would be.
I would probably say
Shemp.
Yeah, remember him? Wasn't he the fourth stooge or something like that? Oh, man. Well, Steve, what match are you looking forward to the most come Saturday?
The tie between the main event and the street fight.
Which street fight? Dan Moff and Starman?
Oh, that's right. I forgot there's two of them. The fans bring the weapon.
Oh, reality check. Okay, now are you bringing a weapon?
I might.
You might. Okay. Now, for Giancarlo's amusement, Bakara Bonesaw, who do you got?
Who would root for Bonesaw?
What was that?
I said, who the hell would root for Bonesaw?
Who would Giancarlo root for him? Giancarlo, man.
It's going a lot quicker than we thought it would, right?
Yeah, it's spreading like goddamn wildfire. That's what it's doing. Oh, shit. This is something. This is nuts, man. Again, I'm blown away by all this. I can't believe it. Because I guess it was the end of January. No, was it January? No, it was December. We had another match. We had a smaller event. And everybody loved Bonesaw. So it's just like the turn
you
of 2014.
You saw my video. You saw how the video starts off.
It's unbelievable.
I was there last year at Supercard, and I didn't get it, but I heard them chanting, "We want Bonesaw."
During the at the end of the Kevin Matthews Alex Reynolds match, everyone was chanting for Bonesaw to come out and cash in the medallion.
It's so weird. I just don't understand how it all just
was. Is that all it was? Is because he won a battle royal?
I honestly don't know, but I do know the event where Kevin and Alex had the title match, when Bonesaw cashed in the medallion, everyone was chanting, "We want Bonesaw," after that match was over. And then the following event with the Insane Clown Posse, everyone was chanting, "Bonesaw's going to kill you."
Yeah, so clearly, 2013
wow.
was
so
the year of Bonesaw.
They started to get a little creative.
Oh, man. Ruthless, my friend. Ruthless. I love it. All right, Steve. Well, do you have any more questions or comments about Supercard? Because we're going to take a couple more people for the last final hour.
No, I actually got to go because I got to get back to work.
Oh, all right. Well, don't get in trouble, man. Jesus Christ.
No, I was on my lunch break, so.
Lunch break? It's 9 o'clock
at
night.
He's hiding. He's hiding in aisle
well,
six dinner, right now.
My half an hour
his
dinner,
manager
whatever the hell you want to call it, dude.
he's in the frozen
whatever
food.
The hell you want to call it. I'm on my half an hour break, so.
All right. Hey, Steve, man, we will see you on Saturday, Supercard. Get your ass there early, my friend, or you will not have a good seat, I promise.
Well, I have a front row season pass, so.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? All right, awesome. So make sure you sit on the Boosaw section, whatever section they establish. Make sure
you
you're over there.
And you owe me a damn T-shirt, Dave.
I know, man. It's in Chris Payne's car. I'll get it. I promise. I promise you.
I want to know why the hell you put it in his car to begin with. Why didn't you put it in your own car?
No, because first of all, I wasn't driving because of my injury, ass. Then,
oh,
thank
that's
you.
Right. You weren't driving at the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't driving yet. And then on top of that, Chris Payne was my ride to the show, and that's when you would ask me for a T-shirt, so I brought it with me in his car. Got it?
All right.
All right. All right, go back to work, wherever the hell that is.
Whoops.
I'll see you on Saturday, brother.
Dave to a fight, Steve.
Yeah, seriously. I got one leg, bro.
No, I threw something in that garbage can and missed. That's why I said whoops. I'm not afraid of Dave.
Nobody is when I only have one leg and crutches, bro.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, get back to work. And we'll see you on Saturday night, brother.
All right. Later.
Bye. That's Steve Catalano or some shit like that. Steve's a big Reality Check fan, but obviously another one of your Boosaw movement followers. This is so freaking weird. But it's just blows me the fuck away. I tell you, it's so weird to watch this go down and transpire the way it's going down. But I don't know. But we're going to be looking for more callers, obviously. But before I let you go, Giancarlo, is there anything else you would like to share over the airwaves now before Saturday, I guess?
I think we got it all out, you know, and then we saw more evidence there, you know, on the table. Both people that called in are not fans of who?
Bonesaw.
Say it. Exactly.
Bonesaw. It's pretty friggin'. It's pretty nuts, to be honest. It's something interesting.
And do you think, you know, we can take blame for that?
I think you're responsible for a little bit of the movement, yeah. But, again, my man, thank you again for taking the time out of your night. I know you guys are prepping on your shuttle buses or whatever the hell you guys are coming on Saturday and get there early.
Have a car, Dave.
Yeah, that too. Come and say hello. And get ready for one hell of a night known as PWS Supercard, man.
Yes, and, you know, all of our chips are on Mario Vaccaro walking out PWS champion this Saturday night at PWS Supercard. And if he doesn't,
don't
you want to ask me that question? Don't you want to ask me that question?
Okay, without giving away all of it, if Bonesaw is able to defeat Mario Vaccaro, what is the Boosaw movement going to do about it?
We're going to riot, Dave.
I better see that sign. Somebody better make that goddamn sign. If Boosaw wins, we riot.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You know, but I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank you for putting us over.
Absolutely, man.
I think you're a big fan of the Boosaw movement, from what it looks like. So
I am a big fan.
I want to say thank you for having me on your show. And,
That's it.
All right. Sounds good, brother. So I'll
and
see you.
You can listen. You can listen to my podcast where I talk to the two main eventers. No one did that. Why did no one do that?
I did listen to that, and I was very intrigued, and that's why this all came about. I said, "All right, this guy's on to something. I really need to. I need to get this kid on the air."
All right. Well, thank you, David.
Absolutely, brother. I'll see you on Saturday night.
See you Saturday.
Later.
Boo-saw.
He got that last one in before I cut him off. The boo-saw movement, it's real. It's something catastrophic. Roommate's home, brought home food. Bring me. Oh, all right. No food for Dave. So anyway, going forward, we do have the NBA Finals starting tonight, as I said before. I'm going to turn that game on now. There it is. Boom. Okay. Call in number 760-888-5749. Give me a call. Talk PWS Supercard with me. JP, if you want to call back, go for it. Sign girls, I know if you're not listening, that's fine too. Screw you guys too. But anybody, I know that I couldn't get any PWS guys on tonight for the sole purpose of them being down in Rahway right now setting up for the show. So it's going to be something special. Again, I'm pumped about it. Everybody's pumped about it. And, you know, we'll go from there. But I think JP's calling back, if my memory serves me correct, on the JP, what's up, brother?
Matt, what's going on, man? Now that the Broussard movement is gone for the night, let's talk Supercard.
Mm-hmm. Let's. All right. Well, looking down the top to bottom, I'll run down the card, and you can give me, a quick prediction of what you think is going to go down, and I guess who you're pulling for as well. So it's not only like, I think this guy's going to win. Tell me who you think is going to win, and tell me who you're rooting for. Starting, obviously, I know where your head's at with the Bokara and the Bonesaw clip, so that's out of the question. Now,
yeah.
Looking at another hard-hitting contest, Low-Key and Rhino, are you looking forward to this one?
Oh, you got the ground and pound versus the all-around. This should be interesting, to say the least. I'd like to see Low-Key win, but I think it's going to be gore, gore, gore for Rhino.
Very cool. So, yeah, as long as I'm not on the show, he's allowed to use my move, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All right. No, he's the originator. All right, Mason Ryan taking on the lifeguard.
I'm going upset on this one. I'm pulling for the lifeguard.
Very cool. Yeah, based on the last couple months, the lifeguard is on a winning streak. I guess one match winning streak. He took out Shinron, the Spirit Dragon, last month. So lifeguard, Mason Ryan, crazier things have happened, so who knows if it's going to actually go down the way it's going to go down. Now we have a massive match, which I'm looking forward to. It's a tag team title match. It's a tag team ladder match. The Lone Rangers defending their titles one more time against the Reynolds brothers. Who do you got?
Oh, I would like to see the Lone Rangers retain, but I think it's the Reynolds brothers' time. They looked good in the match in March against the Lone Rangers. Mm-hmm. Granted, a losing effort, but I think this is it for them.
Well, it remains to be seen. I know, those guys are prime. Everybody's primed and ready. I know the Reynolds brothers have been itching for this rematch one more time, so who knows what's going to happen there. In an interesting little matchup here, it's going to be, I don't really know what to expect out of it, but I know both guys are high class, and that is Colt Cabana taking on the superhero, the Hurricane.
Now, me personally, I'm a Colt Cabana guy.
Okay.
I've followed his work for years. I like him. Hurricane, Shane Helms, Gregory Helms, one of the best pure wrestlers on the planet. My heart's with Colt. I'm going Hurricane.
All right. Hurricane it is. Now, we step away from the superheroes and having a good time to probably one of the more graphic hard-hitting matches in what was being labeled as Moff's Madness, as Dan Moff takes on Starman, who has been a thorn in Moff's side for months now. Who do you got in this one?
I think this one is painfully obvious. Starman has no chance. Now, you give Dan Moff, a man 6 foot tall, almost 300 pounds, weapons? No. Game over. Hit the power button. It's time for Starman to go back to the Nintendo.
Awesome. All right. Now, in a match I know you're personally looking forward to as long as myself, because I also have a history with a couple of people in this match, but we have Reality Check, Kevin Matthews, Devin Moore, and now Craven Varro taking on the Cemento family of the Heavenly Bodies and Fala. So, and it's in not just your typical six-man tag match. It is a fans bring the weapons match, which could get ugly. So, who do you got here? I know where your heart is. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Craven Varro gets his revenge on the Cemento family in this match. He now has backup. Going back to the student show and Belleville, he had nobody. He didn't have anybody to watch his back. Go back to Spring Breakdown, he had the Revolting Blob and CPA. Nothing against them, but they're not the caliber of Kevin Matthews and Devin Moore. You have five reigns as PWS champions between the two of them. And to take Craven under their wing like they did you and Damian, sky's the limit for Craven. So I say it's Reality Check.
All right. That sounds like a plan. I also think that they have the edge as far as having the hardcore background going into this match. I know you got a bunch of pretty boys in the Heavenly Bodies. Fala is sort of kind of coming around into his own, but the advantage does, you know, kind of sway one way. I guess, again, anything could happen, especially whatever kind of weapons these fans want to bring, which is going to be out of control. Now, go ahead.
Another reminder, you mentioned it before. It was brought about last night on my show. Don't bring food.
Yeah, no, we don't need a mess. Everybody needs to do their part in cleaning, so we don't need a mess there.
Yeah.
But, all right, going forward, four-way number one contender tag team four corners match. We have the Handicap Heroes in Zach Gallen, Gregory Iron, versus the Untouchables of Anthony Bowens, AC Gamble, versus the Blue World Order, versus Brian XL and the Amazing Red. Who do you got there? This one's hard to really, actually call.
This one's a hard one to pick because you got the Blue World Order, you got the veterans, you got Red and XL who are just going to fly everywhere. You got Bowens and Gamble who are your ground and pound, and you have the Handicap Heroes, Iron and Zach Gallen. We all know what Zach Gallen can do. I'm not 100% familiar with Gregory Iron. Dave Adams refreshed my memory a little on him last night. Definitely a great story. I'm going to throw up the U on this one for Untouchable.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, I mean, they're sort of on the up and ups. You know, yeah, they're coming off a win last month. And before that, you know, they had strength in numbers, so I guess what remains to be seen. Speaking of strength in numbers, I know there is a Bombshells match. I don't want to forget about it. Strength in numbers, taking on Missy Sampson, La Rosa Negra, and Annie Social. Who do you got there?
Well, with Finucci as the referee, and me and Finucci don't like one another, he always seems to find me and always seems to point out that I'm large and in charge.
Well, that's Finucci for you.
Yeah. My money is 100% on the Backseat Girls and La Rosa Negra, and I hope they beat the piss out of Finucci.
Well, I guess that remains to be seen. Going down the line again, a match that I'm looking forward to personally as a current student with the Pro Wrestling Syndicate School, and it's Chris Payne versus Bobby Wayward with Al Snow as the referee, and I know that's going to play a factor somehow. So who do you got here?
This one's good. Payne going for revenge against the, against, I guess you could say, the de facto leader of the Untouchables, Mr. Wayward. This one should be good. Payne, after getting kicked out of the Untouchables, loses last month. Now, this month, it's him, Wayward, one-on-one with Al Snow. I think Al Snow is going to be impartial. My money is on Chris House of Pain.
Very nice. It reminds me, kind of gives me like a feel of when the Nation of Domination was led by Farouk and they broke up because The Rock was the up-and-comer. I kind of see the same thing going here. Like, they had the four. They're ready to rock and roll. You know, Bobby Wayward sees his way into becoming the leader, kicks out one guy, and now he's taking over. So it remains to be seen as far as if they're looking for any more untouchable people, but it all comes to a head this Saturday. It's going to be great. Now, as far as high flyers and as far as gimmicks, you take a look at the next match I'm about to ask you. Buff Bagwell, Craig Steele, and Habib from the Car Wash. Who do you got in this revolutionary triple threat match?
And you have three completely different styles here. You got Habib from the Car Wash, who might be more concerned with cleaning the ring ropes and cleaning cars before the match. But when he gets in the ring, he does amazing things. You got Craig Steele, big guy, another ground and pound. Then you got Buff Bagwell, who we saw a video come out recently of Buff Bagwell hitting a Canadian destroyer.
Really? I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
It's been all over Facebook. Once I get off with you, I'll send it to you. I'll put it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
But for this one, I'm going big deal Craig Steele.
Very cool, very cool. All right, Suicidal Six-Way Championship on the line. Matt McIntosh defends his title. He's been defending champion now for a couple months. He's got his hands full. Who do you like in the Suicidal Six-Way?
Oh, the real winner in this match is the fans.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
I think this could be the greatest Suicidal Six-Way match ever. McIntosh, you got Teddy Hart, you got Sanjay Dutt, you got Facade, you got Shinron, and you got the former champion TDS.
The Drunken Swashbuckler, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about a toss-up as far as predictions are concerned, this is definitely the one you want to toss up.
Yeah, this is 100% the toss-up. Now, this would be my first time getting to see Teddy Hart wrestle live. I've watched his videos. Holy shit.
He's a character, man. I've watched a lot of his stuff, and I'm excited to meet him. I'm excited to see him in action. I guess, obviously, the deck is stacked against Matt McIntosh. If McIntosh comes out of here the winner, I can seriously say that Matt McIntosh will go down in history as probably the greatest. I know it's only been a year with the belt, but it'll be hard to top the journey that Matt McIntosh has been on.
Yeah, and like when Craven won the belt, he beat a lot of people. And Craven was also in 12 Suicidal Six-Ways. This is going to be Swashbuckler's 11th.
Wow. No,
yeah,
if experience plays a factor, then yeah.
Yeah, if experience plays a factor, then you got McIntosh and TDS. You want to go overall ability, all six of them are simply amazing. With this one, I'm going to have to go to the champ. I say champ retains.
Wow, that's bold, man. It's definitely bold. But, again, it remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. And then rounding out the card, I think we have something where I think it's going to be pretty special. It's actually going to start our event. It's the PWS first ever Super Cup Battle Royal. And now I know nobody's really been announced. This is more or less for a to feature newer talent and to bring on some of the older talent. I can't ask for a prediction there because obviously nobody really knows exactly who's in it, but are you looking forward to it at least?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm thinking if he's in it, my money would be on Tommy Wonsall.
I believe he's in it. I believe all that whole enterprise is in it. Jay Enterprise, Damian Gibbs, Tommy Wonsall, a couple of rookies that nobody's heard of yet, but they will make their first debut and bring it. You know, they're going to bring it, and it's just it's going to be something special.
Yeah, I think I remember going back to the last student show when it was Tommy and Dan Math, and those two just killed it.
Absolutely. Tommy, I've been trying to say this to a lot of people. Tommy is the future of Pro Wrestling Syndicate as far as a product that comes out of the old school. He's a big boy. He's very educated in the craft of professional wrestling. He's something to keep an eye out for, and I've been saying that for months. So if he gets his chance in this, you know, in this Battle Royal, I expect big things.
Me too. You'll see Gibbs. You'll see Jay Enterprise. Some of the other students, Delroy Alexander, probably.
Yeah, Delroy's another one. It's kind of on his way. You know, like he's another guy that's very dedicated to the school. He hasn't missed much. You know, if at all. You know, nobody's gonna top the lifeguard's little streak, but. He's definitely in the runnings for, you know, one of the better students out there coming on faster than most.
Absolutely. And all in all, the real winners of Saturday is going to be the fans. Top to bottom, there's 13 matches. There's not one bad match.
No, there's not one weak part. I listened to a little bit of your show yesterday. And I heard Eric say that as well, that there's not really a weak part or a one of those matches where you can go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? You might want to just wait until intermission. You don't want to miss any of this stuff. It goes down this Saturday, 8 o'clock, Rahway Rec Center. It's going to be insane. It's going to be packed. The fans are going to be rabid. The boo-saw movement is in full effect, which I cannot wait for. I don't know what it is about these guys.
That's what I'm most intrigued about, how many people – are going to be a part of this boo-saw movement.
It remains to be seen, but along with that, and Bret Hart, Booker T, the personalities that are coming out. I can use a beer. The personalities that are coming out are
pass the beer.
No, my roommate just walked by with a beer, and I said, "Well, you know what? That looks pretty damn good." So, whatchamacallit? Yeah, the personalities that are coming out to this Saturday are going to be top to bottom. Best that we've had since I've been a part of this company. So it will be pretty damn good. I'm looking forward to it. JP, as always, thank you for calling in. And again,
thank you. I'm going to work on getting that video for you.
Get your ass there on Saturday. Yeah, send me that video. I want to see it. I want to see that Canadian Destroyer. I haven't seen one of those.
And he hits it pretty damn good, too.
All right, cool. I definitely am intrigued.
All right, I'm going to work on finding you that video. And as always, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, brother.
And I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday, man.
All right, bye.
Later. All right, that's JP Mayer. About 40 minutes to go on the show. We are expecting a call soon, within 10 minutes, from the Superstars of Wrestling promoter, Robert Banner, otherwise known as the Unbreakable One, Unbreakable Rob Fury. Again, going forward, the supercard is going to be out of control this Saturday. Bret Hart's back in the house. Booker T. Again, the list goes on and on and on. This boo-saw movement has me very, very intrigued. He says he thinks I'm a fan of it. It's a little bit more than that. I think that there's something about this going down that I need to see it. I need to be there live to see what's going on, you know. So, again, I'll be there live commentary right next to Sam Roberts and David Adams for that as well. So, going forward, Supercard Talk is kind of donezo. I don't want to overwhelm you guys. I want you guys to just buy tickets and get there and show your support to the fastest-moving independent wrestling company to hit the East Coast. You know, we have, looks like I just got the link on my timeline over here from J.P. Mayer. I'm sure I know what that is. He says to expect big things from Buff Bagwell. So, you want the remote? Good? All right. So, the Heat and the Spurs are on their way. Obviously, if you're a sports fan, you got the NBA Finals on tonight. Last night was the game one of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Again, I'm not in the best mood for that reason. But right now, the Spurs, I believe, are winning. I don't even know. I haven't even peeked over there yet. But another thing about, as he gives me a graphic over the screen, Eric Spoelstra. Unfortunately, this guy's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a coach, as one of the best coaches of all time. But, like, for real, like, do you have to have a better team to coach? Like, Phil Jackson made the Bulls, all right? He had Michael Jordan, sure, but you would have never known who Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen and Tony Kukoc and all these other role players back in the early 90s, you would have never known who they were if they didn't adapt to Phil Jackson's offense. You put Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh on one team and then say, coach, go for it. It's just going to be an easy, I don't know, it's an easier road, easier task. So, yeah, Miami's up 11-10 with 6:52 to go in this game, in the first quarter, wow, in the game. So, yeah, going forward, we're awaiting Robert Banner. He's going to be calling in to promote. Let me just tell him to call in now. Why not? Call in now. Boom. So he's going to be promoting a show, which coming up is actually a pretty stacked show for a Sunday matinee. Sunday matinee, the Superstars of Wrestling in the same building. So don't go anywhere. You know, you're going to have PWS Supercard on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, the Superstars of Wrestling returns and makes their debut in Rahway, New Jersey, which I'm excited about. Rob's going to come on. He'll probably give me the full rundown of what to expect in the next coming months, because after Supercard, PWS goes on a little bit of a summer vacation to set for their fall lineup. So basically the floor is his, you know, for his booking needs and getting all the top talent to come on in and basically showcase what they got. It's a great mix of everything. You know, they have the old school guys, they have the legends, they have the rookies, they have mainstays there like King Kong Moose and Delmonico the Destroyer. They're very similar. They look alike. You know, it's something for everybody. It's always family friendly. The attendance is always great. It's a good time, and you know, we'll go from there. So, again, I told him to call in. I'm sure he'll be calling in any minute. Superstars of Wrestling, Rahway, New Jersey, Rahway Rec Center. Rahway Rec Center is getting some serious business. I don't ever want to hear them talking about they don't have money, because for Christ's sakes, we are bringing in some serious, serious cheddar coming this weekend for that. So, yeah. So anyway, you talk forever, and it's like, okay, what else could I got? But, yeah, Robert Banner's coming on soon. Again, I'm a little under the weather. Going into Supercard, it should be pretty interesting. It's, you know, it's not the easiest thing to go solo, you know, on these shows, because it's just not, you know, you talk to yourself forever. I do enough of that during the day. But we do have Robert Banner calling in right now. We'll get him on the line. Again, he is the promoter and ruler of the Superstars of Wrestling, the Unbreakable Rob Fury. Robert Banner, welcome to Thursday Night Destruction. Welcome back.
Wow. Man, what an introduction. I'm sorry if I was late. I got pulled over over here in Edison, New Jersey, and it was pretty cool because I had the gimmick bag in the back seat with all these different title belts and, like, green food coloring for the mist and the baby powder in a bag, and the cops thought it was, like, drugs or something, and I'm like, it's not. It's baby powder, and it was really interesting, but...
Edison PD at its finest. Did you get a ticket?
Yeah. No, man. They just were like, why do you have a container of baby powder and a title belt and boots in the car? And, like, you know. It was just
that's
like,
awesome.
This is what happens.
Yeah, well, welcome to Edison.
I'm looking really forward to be welcome to Rahway, New Jersey, man. What a weekend of wrestling coming up, man.
I just had J.P. Mayer on before. Obviously, you know him. He's very opinionated. I got his whole take on the supercard. And what do we got? I mean, the floor is yours, man. I know Saturday you got a couple things going on with PWS, but obviously, more importantly for you and your sake, you know, the superstars of wrestling making their debut in Rawway, and it's a company that's on the up and ups. I keep telling people that, and it looks like something's catching on.
I mean, for us, it's an honor. I mean, I've said it to Eric Blesker. I've said it to Pat Falk. I've said it far as to them. I look at that place as, you know, it's like what you guys have done over there is like what ECW did with the ECW Arena many, many years ago. And it's a great feeling to be able to, be part of that wrestling weekend. I mean, I'm excited for Supercard as a wrestling fan. Forget a work or promoted, just to watch what you guys have done all year come together. And the next day, I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying this, that Superstars of Wrestling presents Summer Showdown for the Rahway Rec Center at 2 p.m. And it's a different show for us. It's a pretty stacked lineup, and it's going to be pretty cool.
So who can we expect? Who are the headliners? What matches are we looking at? Like, what do we got here? Superstars of Wrestling on Sunday at 2 in the afternoon on a Sunday. So, I mean, that's right off the bat, that's interesting. I don't recall a lot of shows running on a Sunday. So, I mean, this is actually a pretty cool weekend.
For us, I mean, we were originally scheduled to run on the Friday. It didn't work out. So the Sunday wound up being the go-to day. And, I mean, it's a really unique blend of talent. So let me just get right to what you're going to see. I mean, we've got the four-way, you know, dream match main event. And, you know, I was on the phone with like a little evil scientist, I like to call him, who put this thing together. And I really am excited about it. And we're talking about Rhino in the ring with Teddy Hart, in the ring with Amazing Red, in the ring with Brian XL, the same way, the same time, in a fatal four-way. So
that's wild.
That's going to be kick-ass. I mean, it's so many. Teddy Hart is crazy, man, with that style. And, you know, with Rhino, it's just such a diverse type of match. I mean, I think it's going to blow the roof off the place. Something that was just added to this mix was, Harry Smith, the British Bulldog's son, stepping in the ring with Chris Payne, which I think is going to be pretty unique.
It's a very big opportunity for Chris Payne. I like that. I like that a lot.
I think that's one of the matches I'm most looking forward to. Is just kind of seeing how it plays out. Three-way dance for the Superstars of Wrestling World title. Big Vinny DeMarco taking on No Limits Chris Banks, taking on WWE, WCW legend, the Patriot, for the championship. We have
very cool.
Four quarters. Sorry, lunatic on a motorcycle. This motorcycle's all over New Jersey tonight. I don't know what's happening.
It's nice. That's a nice night for a ride, man.
We got a four corners World Tag Team title match. I mean, you got on one side the Sandman and his son Twisted Sands, Tyler Bullington. I know the kid's a little green, but he's got a lot of heart. His father's nuts. Going up there against Pitbull Gary Wolf and Kyle the Beast, the Tag Team champions. Then with Riot debuting, Jeff Noyes, Vinny Cenzo, and the other team of Sideshow Luger and Brian Brass. Damian Gibbs against Mike Dennis with Christina Diamond. I'm just trying to run down different things. One of the other matches I'm really looking forward to is Tri-State Champion, B-Rodway Ramp Halfbuck, teaming up with Sanjay Dutt to take on Kevin Matthews and Craven Varro. I mean, it's an eight-match show. It's going to have a little bit of everything, and we're really just thrilled. I mean, I am thrilled about it. And
we're excellent.
Just hoping everybody that – it's just a great weekend of wrestling. That's all I've been saying to everybody is – I mean, it's just a really great weekend of wrestling.
That's awesome.
I'm really pumped
about it. I'm pumped, too. I'm having trouble sleeping at night the last couple of nights. I just am itching to get to all these shows. I'll definitely check yours out as well. I'm loving what you guys are doing. I liked how you brought me in and made me the commissioner for a night, which was pretty badass. That was one of my highlights of my career, actually getting to call some of the shots. That was pretty cool.
I'm really thrilled about it. I've said it to a couple of people this past weekend up in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. I said, man, when Dave Destruction hits the ring and comes back, it's going to be great. And you know, I'm really thrilled about that. I know you're anticipating it. And, you know, the road might seem long, but it's sometimes, you know, it's going to come back real quick. And excited, man. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I hate trying to put a timetable on it because it just makes me angry to hear these months just roll by. But, again, it's one of those things where I'm doing the best I can right now while I'm out. And hopefully, you know, the time is right. You know, I strike, you know, whenever the iron's hot. You know what I mean? Like, I'll definitely looking for my opportune time to get my ass back in gear. And, you know, I miss it. I miss especially you guys. I mean, I've always had the most – it's like PWS is one thing, you know, they tell you the direction that you're supposed to go in and whatnot, but then you wrestle for Superstars of Wrestling. It's a different dynamic, and it's a different feel, and I definitely enjoyed it, you know? So I enjoyed my time there, and I enjoyed being the commissioner, and I enjoyed being in the ring, so I'm looking forward to get my ass back there.
And I'm sure you're going to be on here on Sunday, and you never know, you know, what day the structure could have up his sleeve. I mean, you know, you never know what the Superstars of Wrestling could have up his sleeve. I mean, I look at the entire weekend of, you know, the wrestling conventions are in town, the pro wrestling syndicate supercard, I mean, you know, the Superstars of Wrestling summer showdown. I mean, it's just like, none of this stuff ever happened when I was growing up as a kid, just as a little mark going to independent shows. We never had two shows in a week that we could go to. I mean, it's just... just don't be anywhere else. Be at Supercard, be at Summer Showdown, support what the best of the best is, and just kick ass and have a great time. And that's what we're planning on doing.
That's great.
I mean, great. I'm pumped.
Now I know that after Supercard and after Summer Showdown, PWS goes on a little bit of a summer break, per se. They might sprinkle in something here and there. For the fans listening now, I know I don't like looking ahead too much, but at least – give us something to look forward to in the summer. Are we running? Is Superstars running anymore after this weekend?
Oh yeah, man. We're just getting started. I mean, we got we're heading back up to the Pond Lakes, New Jersey, Northern New Jersey on I believe it's August 16th with Field of Heat. We're working on another big show coming to Spotswood, New Jersey. You know, towards the end of August, we're cooking something up. You know. For those time periods, we're going to have at least two more shows before the summer's over. And, you know, the summer's a risky time to run because you don't know how you're going to draw and everybody's on vacation. But, you know, let's just get out there and work, man. Well, we got some momentum. Let's just keep going. And, you know, we're not trying to overkill it. I mean, it's been going really good. So I'm just looking forward to it, man. We're having a blast. We're really having a blast with it. I mean, let me ask you a question. I mean, I got to ask you a question, brother, on the spot.
What's
the
up?
Number one thing you're looking forward to, a pro wrestling supercard, Super Syndicate supercard, or what's the number one thing you're looking forward to at Summer Showdown? I got to get your opinion. I'll give you mine personally.
All right. My opinion, the one thing I'm looking forward to the most on PWS supercard is the title match, Bonesaw versus Mario Baccara, because of the fans that I don't know if you've heard or read about this movement that's going on, this Boosaw movement. It's pretty interesting if you actually do some research on it. I posted a video.
I checked it out, and I've gotten some calls about it that you hear about it. I mean, I agree with you, and I'm also looking forward to the I mean, legends are cool and everything, but to me, I'm looking forward to that ladder match, man, with the tag straps and that world title match is going to be
I always love and appreciate watching my trainer do his thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy who made me. So it's like, it really makes me happy when I get to watch him do his thing, you know, and I'm not watching YouTube for it. You know, I get to watch it live and in color right in front of me. So definitely looking forward to that. But as far as the Superstars of Wrestling is concerned, for the Sunday show, I'm telling you, and I told Chris this, I'm looking forward to that match with him and Harry Smith. I mean, it's a very big opportunity for him to showcase his stuff. It's going to be Chris Payne kind of looking up at Harry Smith. You know, Chris Payne's usually the big guy. Harry Smith is a big boy. He's a big boy.
It's got a really interesting dynamic, and it was like, you know, I mean, the show, and I'm not afraid to say it straight up, honestly, creatively, you know, it wasn't just put together by myself. We had a little help, and I'm really happy about the help we had. I mean, and we were able to really put something cool together, and that was like a last-minute thing. It was just like, you know, hey, you know, Bulldog's son is here, and can we find something? And yeah, we can. And I think that opponent was, I mean, that match, is, I'm really just looking forward to it. Because I know Payne busts his ass out there, and it's just going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really just pumped up for the weekend, man. I'm almost going to have a heart attack. I might not even make it this weekend.
No, don't do that. We need you. We need you. Now, something Something I was going to ask you on a personal level, but now that we're on the air and there's workers that listen to this, and I'm curious to know, because it's been a little, not excessive, but I've heard it a lot. Is there kind of like a problem with people not putting effort into your shows or promoting them? I see that you're always asking promote. Is there something going on? Like, are they just not? Like, what's the deal there?
Well, I'm going to be straight up with you, bro, because I know you were trained the right way and you understand. I mean, when I broke into business in the late 90s, and it feels like forever ago, every opportunity you had was an honor to be part of. Anytime you had an opportunity to work any show, it was an honor to be part of. And it didn't matter where you were. You put over the fact you were working for a company you were proud to work for. You went out there and you gave the best effort. And what I'm finding is you get a lot of guys that just want to show up to the building, drop their bags, you know, work and just go home and really don't care about the product or, you know, if the shows are getting better or, you know, or even the performance they put on. So, yeah, I mean, to me there is an issue, and we're doing, you know, our part as far as to kind of trim down that roster and get the guys that really want to be there involved, you know, because the guys that don't want to be there, I get 78 emails a day of guys that, from all over the place that I want to work a show, and we're trimming it down to that core roster of guys that want to get out there, put the effort in, want to, you know, we're broken in the right way, can work, you know, and don't have the ego that's bigger than the entire locker room, because they could take that stuff and go work for East Coast Professional Wrestling or the other companies out there that'll cater to it. I mean, and that's just how I feel about it, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's out there. I know I've always said it, you know, push yourself, promote yourself. I mean, any good worker will want to push the product they're working, if they're working someone they respect and not just there for a payday, or they want to promote the fact that they're wrestling, if they're good at it. At least, you know, you want people to come out and see you, right? It's not about selling tickets. It's really about just getting out there and going, hey, I'm doing this show, man. It's going to be a cool show. Come check it out. That's really that simple.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm big on promotion. I'm big on self-promotion. I love promoting myself. Like, it's just the way it is. But that's, nobody's going to know who the hell you are unless you promote yourself. I mean, I understand the companies do their part, but, you know, it's up to you, you know?
I mean, look at a perfect example is Kevin Matthews. Matthews is up there, you know, and always promotes where he's working. He always promotes himself, promotes the shows. I mean, follow that lead. Matt Bourne, the original Doink the Clown, God rest his soul, worked for us when we started a few years back. You know, he was one of the guys, this guy headlined WrestleMania, did things at Mania, was out there, you know, putting posters up and helping us promote the show. I mean, nobody's bigger than the business in any company. So that's where it's at, man. You know, we're just trying to kind of make this really streamlined, and we have something cool. We're trying to just make it better and even bigger in 2015, you know?
Yeah. I see you guys are stocking up on we have like a Superstars of Wrestling staff almost. So what is that all about? I saw like a post. I mean, we obviously have our own private boards and whatnot, but are we trying to pretty much employ new people to really let this thing expand a little bit? Like, and I saw websites up and now. Like, you guys are on the move.
Well, the website, thank God for, you know, I mean, it's I don't have a secret money tree that grows out of my, like, you know, I won't say any bad words, but that grows in the yard, so. We've had a lot of people that have come forth. I mean, like Dominic Genova, one of the true diehard independent wrestling fans, has come across and just said, you know, hey, let's get this stuff together. He's helped me with some marketing. And, yeah, we've employed, you know, some people out there that are, you know, just going to be around the locker room, you know, to make sure that nobody's up there, you know, that really doesn't belong in the sense of guys that have that ego. I mean, so we've got to have Pitbull, Gary Wolf, and, you know, Tom Brandy, guys that are veterans that have been around from WWE to ECW, you know, if I'm not around, then you can go to these guys and go, hey, you know, what the deal is. And we are branching out. We have plans to go to Philly. We have plans to go to New York. There's a lot of big plans coming up. And the biggest plan to me, and it all starts, is being part of the biggest weekend in wrestling in New Jersey, in the East Coast, from Philly to New York. And it starts on Saturday night at the Supercard. And it ends on Sunday with the showdown card. So we're pumped, man. I mean, this is good stuff, dude. And I'm grateful to all you guys. Because you know what, man? You guys have a heart and a drive to work, and you were trained right. And you guys come up there, and you leave the egos and the bullshit aside, and you get in the ring, and you work hard. And that's the best part about it. You're happy to be there. Other guys aren't. And that's what I'm grateful for the most, guys that have the passion to continue to do it. Like you, man. You're hurt, but you can't wait to get back in. I know. It feels...
Yeah, I mean, I'm itching. I'm chomping at the bit. I mean, am I pissed off that I'm not technically, quote, working on Supercard. Absolutely, man. I feel like a lot of opportunities are passing me by, but at the same time, I feel like this is just another filter and another avenue I can go down and try to take advantage of whatever I can possibly do from this state, you know?
I mean, with us, I mean, you know, look, man, I know, I can speak for them. I'm sure that there'll be a destruction involved in on Sunday at Superstars Wrestling. I mean, I know that I know the heart and the drive, and I know Pat Buck is a man of few words, but the conversations I've had with him, I know how much passion and love he has for this business. And Brendan still at all you guys. It's great to have you guys up there, and I'm really just thrilled about it. And this is the greatest weekend of wrestling on the East Coast. I'll go so far as to say it. You know, I know Mania was here a few years back, but if you're a wrestling fan that's listening to this, get out there. If you're a worker and you're not booked on the show, spread the word, man. Get people to both of the shows because you're only making the business better. Neither one of these shows are going to suck. They're going to be great, and I know that. It's not about who's better than the other. It's about, man, this is a great weekend to be a wrestling fan.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
For God's sake, I'm pumped to watch both of them. I can't wait, man. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I told you, I might not make the hard
now. Now, I know that you're at Supercard. Where can fans find you and purchase tickets for the following day?
Wow, that's a weird show because we didn't have a lot of time to really promote it. I mean, it was really just came out of nowhere. So, but, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, we're going to be at Supercard, Superstars of Wrestling. We'll have our Superstars of Wrestling table. But with the Superstars of Wrestling, you'll find me at Hurricane Helms and Sanjay Dutt for autograph opportunities and photo ops. You can purchase tickets there. You can purchase tickets at the door the next day. I believe the doors are open at 1:30. Bell time is 2 p.m. Or if you don't want to wait, you know, your seats are will call at this point. You know, you can pick them up at the door. The number is 718-207-5032. You're not getting the wizard behind the curtain. No, not that wizard, the other wizard. From the wizard box. You're getting me. I'll be answering the phone ticket orders.
Full Nelson free. Yeah, so very cool. All right. Hey, Rob, man, I want to thank you for coming on. Obviously, always welcome on the show. Obviously, thank you personally for all the opportunities you've given me thus far. I will definitely see you on Saturday, and I will 110% see you on Sunday, man.
I'm looking forward to watching the show, drinking a beer, and having a good time. I'm not even booked on the show. That's how thrilled I am to watch it. So let's do it, man. Let's have a great weekend of wrestling, man, and no, it's always a great time coming out here, and I'm glad to see the show's going good, man, and you're keeping busy, getting ready for the rehab. And as far as the opportunities, man, when you're ready, I'm telling you, destruction's going to hit the Superstars of Wrestling like nothing else.
Absolutely, brother. I'm looking forward to it, Rob. All right, man. I will see you on Saturday, brother.
All right, man. Be well, bro. Take it easy.
You too. God bless. All right. That's Rob Fury, otherwise known as Robert Banner, the Unbreakable One, the promoter and owner of Superstars of Wrestling, very good friend of mine, very cool guy, down to earth, no bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, he's always willing to call it how he sees it, and, you know, he's bringing on a lot of the guys. A lot of the guys you'll see on Saturday at PWS Supercard, don't go away if you want to see him again. They're there the following day. It's a little bit of a smaller scale show, but sometimes those are better. Sometimes they're more fun to be at, you know? So the number to call in now is 760-888-5749. There's about 15 minutes left in the show. If you guys don't call, that's fine. I could probably possibly cut this show short. Who knows? It's hard talking to yourself. Telling you right now. And if you're looking over to the right, San Antonio up 1 with 9:53 to go in the second quarter. So, again, Supercard. I can't say it enough. Those guys are busting ass down there right now in Rahway. I might get in the car and drive down there and see how it's going. And say hello, just because I miss the guys. I want to be around. I want to be involved as much as possible. And, yeah, we'll go from there. So, again, this might be cutting it short, which is cool. It's fine. Not a big deal. We'll cut it short today, only today, because I do want to get down to Rahway and help them out. Thank you, obviously, to the Boo Saw Movement. John Carlo called in. He explained and shed some light on what's going on. He is called Michael Dennis, a.k.a. Bonesaw, a fraud. So things are getting kind of personal. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But, you know, if I'm Bonesaw, I wouldn't lose my cool yet. I would just sit back and
doing a happy dance. Doing a happy dance?
Just calm yourself. Woosah. All right, Bonesaw? But we'll leave you guys with, a great thank you again. The show is just, it's taking off. I'm having a good time with it. And if you're not a supercard, you're silly. All right? I hate using that word, but you are silly. You got to get there. A lot of surprises in store. There is just, it's going to be great. And, with that being said, we'll head on out, play some of my favorite band, one of my favorite bands, Avenged Sevenfold. I'll talk to you guys later. See you Saturday night.